So people may be more emotionally sensitive from birth, or they may not have learned strong coping skills. That really sets the stage, but the story doesn't end there. We know that life is stressful, right? Things come up, and they can continue to add on to that vulnerability for people. As I walk through these stressors, I really want you to think about times that maybe you or someone in your life has experienced these sort of stressors, so we can really develop a sense of compassion for how hard these things can be. Okay? We know that these are stressors that are often found to contribute to suicidal thoughts and behaviors. So it might be people's retrospective self-report of what they are experiencing when they're thinking about suicidality. But we've also learned this from psychological autopsy studies, where we do interviews with family members after someone has died by suicide. So we know that feelings of being left out or disconnected, or put another way, what we call thwarted belongingness, can be a factor that contributes to suicidal thinking, right? So this is feeling like you can't connect with those around you, that no one understands you. It might feel like that you're standing on the other side of the glass and you're looking in and you're seeing everyone else getting along and you just can't get into that circle, right? And you might have feelings that this is never gonna change. This is just always gonna be the case. I'm never gonna be able to have that connection. And having that hopelessness feeling about never being able to develop strong connections is something we know can contribute to thoughts of suicide. We also know that feeling like a burden is a strong contributor to suicidal thoughts. So this might be relying on family members, relying on friends for a lot of different reasons. So it might be emotionally, it might be financially, it might be other resources. So this can come up a lot when individuals have health issues, financial strains, or maybe you feel like you're being an emotional burden on somebody. And it's that subjective experience of feeling like a burden, right? It doesn't mean that you actually are, but that feeling as if you were can bring a lot of guilt and a lot of shame and contribute to suicidal thoughts. We also know that life has ongoing stressors, right? These can be small day-to-day things that pile up. We've all had those days where it seems like nothing goes right, right? And by the end of the day, we're so overwhelmed, we just want the day to be over. Or it can be bigger daily struggles. So maybe things like job loss, financial strain, health problems. We know that these things can feel particularly overwhelming for individuals struggling with suicidal thoughts. So it might feel like they're wearing a backpack, and each of these things is one more rock getting put into that backpack that they're carrying around each day. And that backpack just gets heavier and heavier and harder to walk through life with. We know that carrying trauma can shake the whole foundation. So whether that's trauma experienced in adulthood or childhood, that can really serve to make our life unstable, how we view the world around us may be constantly changing, or it may be negatively impacted. So this isn't just one more rock in our backpack, but it's really like saying, walk with that heavy backpack uphill, right? And so it just feels like too much. These things may never occur one at a time, they may layer on top of each other, but when we know there's a multitude of these, it makes it that much harder and for life to feel that much more overwhelming. Now let's shift to what we might think of as the final piece of the puzzle, what we call warning signs. So these are short-term triggers or crises that happen that really set the stage for a suicidal crisis. So to put this a different way, we can think about building a campfire. So we can think about these early life vulnerabilities as logs at the base of our campfire. And then we can think of our daily stressors as the kindling. We have the base for our campfire, but a fire isn't going to start until we light a match, right? And these warning signs we can think of as that match that are going to spark the crisis, right? So these can be things that vary for each individual, but these are things from the research that we know most commonly occur in the 24 to 48 hours before someone attempts or dies by suicide.